This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, my friends, to the banned Robert Scott Bell Show. You're thinking, banned? Well, you just started the show. What do you mean banned? Well, we're banned on YouTube. This past week, the unceremonious reinstallation or reinstatement of our channel, and moments later, the elimination of that channel. You know, we had archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and our weekday show, we stream live through that, through many formats, including YouTube. We had two strikes within 90 days. They said, if you get a third strike, you're done. We didn't even get a chance to get a third strike. They just started going retroactive on us. And now we see that we're banned on YouTube. And this is the era under the Biden administration. You'll learn about the era where censorship is okay. As long as you're censoring people you don't like, and things that you don't like them to speak about. And that's why we're here live on radio talking about what? Health, freedom, and healing liberty. Like we've been doing. Like I've been doing now. It's like my 22nd year in broadcast radio syndication. And I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. As much as you can. And I would urge you to share the show in all the many formats we have it in. It podcasts after in archive form. But come on over to robertscottbell.com. We now have a built-in chat room that is technically open 24/7, so you guys can establish communication with people of like mind, thinking in positive terms about health freedom issues or the freedom to question official stories like, oh, COVID, it's one thing and it's killed everybody and everybody's going to die unless they get vaccinated with an mRNA shot, which, of course, you can't even question that on YouTube. You will be banned. And that is what they're doing, and the pressure is mounting on all social media platforms because the Democrats now control all three branches of government, apparently. We can argue judicial branch is a mix, but there's a lot of historical precedent all the way up to the Supreme Court that says what they're doing right now in encouraging you to not let them speak misinformation and disinformation on COVID, on vaccines, on stealing elections. We have a limitation in the Constitution. Remember the First Amendment. It's a carve-out. It says you can talk about all the things we agree with in government because we're in control of the government, but anything we don't agree with, we're allowed to not officially censor you, but just pressure the people who would carry your message so that they don't have a platform to reach people with what they call, the Ministry of Information, calls disinformation and misinformation. And we here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to large in part to my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, investigates and debunks things before they even get on the air. A lot of things people send us, we're like, no, that's not real, that's fake. But much of what we do and relate to you comes from the peer-reviewed medical literature, official governmental and non-governmental websites, WHO, CDC, to report on actually what they don't want you to hear from their own mouths. But they are muzzling themselves in certain ways. And if we find out what they've said or printed or published, and we publish them and print them and say them, suddenly now, oh, that's just right out. You can't be parroting things in government and in non-governmental institutions. You disagree with them then. Wait, what do you mean? We're just telling you what they say. And yet we have a lot of people in America, particularly on the Democrat left, and it's not all. I wish there were more Democrats speaking up against this First Amendment violation. And some are saying, well, it's not really a violation because the government's not actually censoring you. Oh, no, it's just pressuring every day, every week, congressional hearings, calling the heads of these social media companies to the carpet saying, what are you going to do to stop misinformation and disinformation? What is that? Information we don't want you to know or hear. That is that there are other means by which we can stay healthy. There are other means by which we can regain our health that don't rely on any FDA-approved medications or injections. By the way, another fact is that the mRNA shots have not been approved by the FDA.
Oh, yes, they have, Robert.
No, they have not. It's an emergency use authorization, and it's a slight bit different. Big enough that they can't mandate it because it's an experiment, a mass experiment. We've covered stories in the past week, particular, even longer than that, about people who are researching this on their own and coming to the same conclusion or similar conclusion as we have. Either I'm going to wait or I'm never going to get it. But even the waiting is not allowed. That's hesitation. Remember back at the beginning of 2019, they said vaccine hesitation is one of the top 10 threats to health on the planet. And ever since then, we've been in the crosshairs. And, of course, now we're going to learn, and more on this, we'll get into detail just to give you a heads up on our Monday broadcast at robertscottbell.com, that the Biden White House has targeted us. Yes, the humble little Robert Scott Bell show that could. They have targeted us to eliminate our message of health freedom and healing liberty. About fundamental human freedoms that it used to be the role of the left to protest against countries that would violate such freedoms like freedom of speech. Now, they are the active and avid cheerleaders of censorship. Coerced, subtle, yet powerful and efficient censorship. But I'm here to tell you folks, it's not going to work. It's not working. It has never worked to censor those you disagree with. It only drives it, A, underground, and B, it bubbles up everywhere else that you thought you could prevent it from getting, because now more people than ever are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, YouTube. Thank you, President Biden. Thank you to all you Democrats that don't want this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty get out into the public, that people might question the sanctity of this particular EUA vaccine, much less the tests that tell you you may or may not have an active viral replication cycle happening in your body. I know that's a fancy way of saying an infection that I disagree with, because I don't think viruses even cause disease. Oh, that's beyond the pale, Robert. Now we really have to ban you. You can't say that you don't believe viruses cause infection. Yeah, I said it, and I'm saying it again, and there are a lot of other folks, including medical physicians, that agree with me. At best, you can argue that viruses are the result of dis-ease or imbalances within the system. Nutrient, mineral deficiencies, toxicological burdens, whether it be metabolic waste or environmental toxins and poisons, guess what? Sanctioned into reality by our government or governments around the world. At the behest of global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all your state of health, well, except that they want to control it. And what they call health care, I've argued for 22 years on the air, it's disease creation and disease management. You know, and as much as we're not Republicans here on this show, we're not card-carrying anything. We're more, obviously, we lean more libertarian-minded, but we're not card-carrying libertarians either. The Republicans did not call for our censorship. They didn't. They didn't call for the deplatforming of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because how dare they ask questions about masking and mandates? Or how dare they ask questions about the vaccine or the FDA? On and on it goes for years. That's never been part of the Republican Party platform, even subtly. Yes, there are douchebag Republicans, too. I don't dispute that. We acknowledge that. We point that out. But right now, we've got to come to grips and terms with, if you are left-leaning and you ascribe or you find yourself leaning toward the Democrat Party, you are now the party of overt censorship. You are the party of oppression of the little people, the people who also say, my body, my choice, when it comes to drugs and vaccines. You suddenly don't find my body, my choice as a choice thing to say, unless it's for the termination of life being grown in a mommy-to-be. Right? This is rough. I know. It's straight up. But I'm telling you, we are dealing with it head on now. We are, quote-unquote, victims of it. But no, we are actually victors because of it. Because every time we get banned or deplatformed, more of you join in to the Robert Scott Bell Show and the health freedom freight train running on any kind of fuel you want to use. Hopefully organic and non-GMO. With that, Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, I'm going to bring him into the mix here real quick. We got a couple of minutes before break. And just want to chime in on our experience this week with the censorship from YouTube specifically, but also what we're learning from the directed action against us from the White House.
Yeah, we'll get into some detail about this, but this was quite a story that we saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, for the longest time, we've been experiencing, on some level, a certain amount of censorship, whether it's just outright, a suspension from platforms, shadow banning, this stuff has been going on not only for us, but for a lot of people mm-hmm. that, you know, dare to disagree with the World Health Organization about what it is that's going on. Never mind the fact that the World Health Organization contradicts itself every 2 weeks.
All the
right?
time.
Yeah. So it's, it was quite an eye opener when we found out that we could trace what's been going on all the way to the top. And now it does appear that the Biden administration now is personally involved in trying to convince these big tech companies mm-hmm. in Silicon Valley to censor anybody who happens to put out anything that contradicts anything that is being said by the World Health Organization or by local health authorities. Even though we can show how these organizations have been wrong, dead to rights, wrong mm-hmm. for the last 10 months or however long this has
been
going on.
They contradict themselves. And, you know, add to that questions of we call voting integrity. Oh, you can't do that either. You can't. I mean, this is a stunning level of disinformation and misinformation coming from the authoritarians in government. And as much as I like to stay away from Hegelian dialectics, I acknowledge they exist. And right now, the Democrat Party, and look, I'm calling out any Republicans not standing up against the censorship. You're as guilty as the Dems right now applauding censorship. And if you support the Dems in censoring us or others of our friends, many of whom have been deplatformed and censored already, I just say, look in the mirror and just admit that you're also a fascist authoritarian and you're not for the little people. You're not for the freedom to speak your mind and all the things that made America great. You are willing to abandon it because you want everybody to follow in your church beliefs, your church, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Check it out at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984. 844-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you as outraged as us over the overt and covert calls for censoring speech that authoritarians of the pharmaceutical variety don't want you to hear or know about, you can support the Robert Scott Bell Show directly and indirectly by, one, coming on over to robertscottbell.com, signing up for email alerts. Two, you can actually become a direct patron supporter of us and all of our efforts. Not just 2 hours a day on Sunday when we broadcast live through GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication, but 5 additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, 2-plus hours a day, video formats as well as audio podcast formats, live and later. And you can support us by supporting those banners you see on the Robert Scott Bell Show, those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. With that, one of the things we like to do to give back is answer your questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, looks like we got a good question in from Grace. Grace is writing in, says, "Hi, Robert. Thank you and Super Don for all you do. Your show has kept us grounded and sane during this crazy time." Super Don, I love it every time we hear that message. And it's now become almost, I'm not going to say routine, I don't take it for granted, but when people say that, I'm like, yes, we're doing it right.
We're doing something right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Bringing some sanity to this insane time. So question is, how would you address low ferritin levels? Would one treat low ferritin in the same way that low iron would be treated? My iron levels are normal. Are there specific supplements you might recommend? With much gratitude, Grace. So here's the bummer, Grace. We have covered this story, this issue, many times over the years, and all of those shows have been banned by YouTube. But here's the good news. All of those shows are available on audio podcast sites, from SoundCloud to iTunes to Stitcher to TuneIn to Spotify. I mean, Super Don, isn't that right? It just kind of RSS feeds into all of the podcast sites all the time.
You can find us on all of those. And, you know, we've done some great shows on Ferritin with
Morley Robbins.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll just give you a brief overview, just so you know, Gray, so you don't have to go digging too deep. But I would love you to find those audio podcasts because they're very valuable. And we talk about in detail with the scientific peer-reviewed medical literature as our alibi in addition. That the vast majority of cases of ferritin levels being low and or iron levels being low are misdiagnoses. And the fact is bioavailable copper is the key here for proper and adequate utilization of the copper that is largely in abundance in the cells of the body, not just in the red blood cells, but in other areas of the body. Iron is very easy to have, and it's just not as easy to utilize in the absence of copper. So we've talked extensively about the need for dietary copper, not synthetic copper, not amino acid chelated copper. These are wrong forms that can easily grow to toxic levels that can be problematic. And so we defer to food as our alibi, as our support system for copper. Primarily, I like every day I do bee pollen. I don't know, Superdot, have you acquired a taste for bee pollen yet? Do you remember? Have you tried it, bee pollen?
You know, I have not tried or used bee pollen in many years. That was something I used to incorporate into my
bodybuilding, right?
Bodybuilding, yeah.
Yeah, a very amino acid rich, nutrient rich, mineral rich profile bee pollen, and it has bioavailable copper. For those of you who are not vegetarian, you can get the beef liver, calf liver, that kind of thing. Liver is the highest source of copper, dietary copper as well. I know a lot of people are grossed out by it, but you can get wild crafted, if you will, or grass-fed animals that are converted and freeze-dried into capsules. Just make sure those capsules are gelatin and not the synthetic garbage that they claim is vegetarian. You don't need veggie caps for this stuff. So that's another source of copper to make the iron more bioavailable. Now, in terms of a dietary supplement, that does contain some level of iron, but it's a fully bioavailable 100% whole food supplement. Innate Response and Megafood, they have Megafood, I think it's called Blood Builder. Innate Response is called Iron Response. And I think either or both of those are maybe available at Jonathan's place, choosetobehealthy.com online. It's linked up. There's a banner for choosetobehealthy.com at the website at robertscottbell.com. And you can also call Jonathan 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And again, utilizing the iron that you have will enhance the ability for ferritin to be used as well, and those levels will normalize rather quickly. Now, the question of what tests they're doing is whether they're accurate or not, but I don't have time to go into that. Find those old shows with Morley Robbins, and you'll get plugged in. All right, we're on another break here. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. The chat room you can find easily at robertscottbell.com/listen. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, right now.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for 77 of the state's 254 counties, allowing for federal assistance to come in. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says his city is in most need right now of plumbers and plumbing supplies. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that repairing all of the burst pipes in the area is a large undertaking.
With so many homes across the city having pipes that burst because of the frigid weather, and major leaks, major water damage. We need a lot of plumbing materials and supplies like right now. We have a number of licensed plumbers but could use even more. But the main thing is that even when plumbers are going out, it's very difficult to find the necessary materials and supplies. And we are needing water as well for people across the board.
This is USA Radio News. Two Florida women tried to deceive healthcare workers in order to get doses of coronavirus vaccine. Wendy King has more details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go, y'all. Lots more healing to go. Again, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just one day a week here when we launch our broadcast week with GCN on radio. But if you come on over, sign up for email alerts. There's so much going on at robertscottbell.com, especially now as we are acknowledged to be targeted by the Biden administration for deplatforming and censorship. But just like in Star Wars, who was it that said that? Obi-Wan, strike me down and I shall become more powerful than you can imagine. I don't know the exact line. Was that it, Super D?
That was very close. Very close. If it's not dead on. Yep.
Wow. Well, we're alive and well. And folks, I'm just giving a heads up for those that want to censor us. Keep it up, fuzzballs, because it's worse for you every time you do. There is more and more of you that are ready to hear unvarnished truths, not filtered through the Ministry of Information. And I would be saying the same thing when Trump was president if his administration was doing it. There was enough bad stuff happening within his administration from people like Fauci, who you apparently can't agree or disagree with, despite the fact that he agrees and disagrees with himself as well on a regular basis. And lies on a regular basis. Admittedly, he does. And, of course, that goes back to, you can't disagree with WHO or local health departments. Really? You know the people that work in local health departments? Oh, man, it's miserable. I don't want to hang out with them. So I do want to hang out with Super Don here. We've got some stories that are linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. This story is coming from a Johns Hopkins doctor. Now, they're going to have to censor this guy. This is on Mediaite. They say this doctor is predicting that COVID will be mostly gone by April.
No! Yeah, that was a recording of the folks at the World Health Organization.
Yeah, right? You can't say that. A John doctor said this. Not me, not Super D. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal on Friday, Dr. Marty Macari, or Macari, a surgeon and a professor at JHU School of Medicine and Bloomberg School of Public Health, argues that there are actually many more than 28 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S., possibly as much as 6.5 times that number.
Yes. Now, Robert, help me out here. Do you remember back when this whole circus started, and we first started picking up on it and talking about it, I believe it was in January of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to throw this math out there. You remember where they were saying, well, you know what? We predict that there will be 57 million people dead by next week.
Yes.
And it was like, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. It's hard for me not to come to what I think is a reasonable conclusion that there is no way that you could possibly know how many people have been infected with, assuming you believe that this thing exists, okay?
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense for you to think that you somehow know how many people have been infected. You can guess and speculate, which is no different than what I'm doing, but I think I'm applying a little bit more logic to the equation, that there are way more people that have been infected by this, had no symptoms, totally asymptomatic, that you don't know about. And this is something that I've said from the very beginning, when these people were coming out with these models that were going to predict it, it's just this horrible apocalyptic view of just millions and millions of people were going to be dead, and it was going to be the collapse of society and all that stuff, and it just didn't make sense. The math didn't add up because there was no way for them to really put their finger on how many people had gotten this thing, showed no symptoms, and had recovered already. And I think that's where this guy's going with this.
Yeah, and to your point and to his point, maybe not his point on this regard, but you kind of hinted at it. How do we know who's gotten infected or not? Because the actual test for it, which has been an ongoing thing, we were one of the first, if not the first, to bring up the issue of when we find out what they were using to test for it, PCR, that was a bunk test. It did not actually isolate or validate the presence of actively replicating viruses.
And let's say, and you would listen, got to give you all the credit, buddy, okay, because a lot of people teased you, including me, in the beginning, because you were railing on the whole PCR test thing, and it just, it didn't get it. And it wasn't until later that suddenly all the scientists started agreeing with you, right?
Yeah, and even the WHO acknowledged recently the cycle threshold is too high. Fauci has said the cycle threshold is too high. But even at lower thresholds, what does it really tell us? You know, there's a lot of dispute and argument. You don't hear about it. People say, no, everybody agrees. Everybody's in lockstep. No, that's not science. If it's lockstep, then it's a dictatorial science, which is not science. It's just whatever the dictator says you have to believe. Or who's friends with the emperor.
Here's the thing. There's no way that they can be accurate on this unless they tested every single person in the United States. They would have to test everybody. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that the test works. You still would have to test everybody. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot of people that are not going to get tested. I don't know about you, but I don't want that giant Q-tip getting poked into my brain. And you know, people aren't going to do it. Plus, if they haven't had any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody's not coercing them, why go out and get tested?
Well, and also if the test is only on the market via an emergency use authorization, it's not standardized. So the interpretation of results is all over the map. There's not one way to do it, not one way to interpret it, not one way to look at it, which is the whole history of what we've been talking about on the Robert Scott Bell Show for 22 years now and longer before I did a radio show. The tests you think are definitive and validated are not. And in fact, if they go after and say, all right, we're not going to be able to test for active infections because that pretty much ran its course. So let's look for antibodies. And then you find out the antibody test is nonspecific and cross-reactive once again, an EUA. So you can't rely on any of the information. Now, I've described my experience within the last couple of months where I lost my sense of taste and smell. I didn't have many other symptoms. I had a little bit of malaise, but I acknowledged at that point I was also dealing, I think, with an emotional struggle, a challenge that, within the family I was dealing with. And I was just beaten down or weakened by that. And so whatever manifested now, they'd say, okay, you lost your taste and smell, and it was the calendar year 2020, so that must mean you had COVID-19. Okay, that's the new litmus. It's right. All right, you lose your taste. Never mind the fact that you could have a cold or a flu 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And like people would go, I can't smell much. I can't taste much. But now suddenly it's only because of COVID-19. Oh, sorry. Let's give them that. And then like this Johns Hopkins Dr. Superdon says, we probably had many more millions of cases. Maybe everybody's been exposed to this, whatever this is. At that point, what are we doing? We're not going back to normal until we get a vaccine that has not been tested to prove efficacy when it comes to severe manifestations, including those that are likely to cause death. The study designs have not even looked at stopping transmission. And they say the only way we can go back to some kind of normalcy while taking off masks and stopping distancing is by vaccine. Yet, what about all the people that have had whatever it is you said they had? Many millions more, like this Dr. Marty is saying from Johns Hopkins. They never want you to be out of the emergency. Hence the, no, you know, thing. We can't have that. We can't have people thinking it's over. And then we've got others arguing every year now it's an annual flu shot. It's going to be an annual COVID shot. Are you realizing yet that you're being played? Pharma is laughing all the way to the bank.
It's a nice thought that this could all be over in April. I mean, what are we talking, 2 months from now?
It can't be if people reject the entire BS.
Never going to happen. I mean, the latest thing that I've heard in the news is that between Fauci and Biden, they're speculating maybe things might get back to pretty much normal by Christmas.
Christmas last year?
No, Christmas this year.
Oh, you suck. Yeah, come on, Christmas Nick. No, this is garbage. Folks, it is an absolute abject illusion. And that illusion has been conjured into reality via pharmakia, sorcery. The pharmaceutical church, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, and all of its acolytes. And that includes Fauci. It includes Biden and the Democrats. It includes many Republicans. To make it semi-political. It's across the political spectrum, the belief in this thing, based on what? Our suspension of critical thinking skills, because we've determined that we're not capable of thinking critically. We have to turn it over to the priestcraft in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. MDs, PhDs, etc. And if any of those MDs and PhDs question the narrative, then those aren't the right ones to listen to. We will attack them. We will de-license them. We will deplatform them. We will censor them. Much like how dare this Dr. Marty guy from Johns Hopkins saying he thinks it'll be over by April. Yeah, no, it could be over today if y'all said the emperor wears no clothes. The pharmaceutical viral emperor, coronavirus emperor, is butt naked and ugly, and there's no validation to anything that they've said about causation. Only speculation. And then we go to who dies. Let's go to Israel right now. We've covered Israel a little bit last week. In fact, I step into very controversial territory. I have Jewish roots. My mom was from Israel, is from Israel, but she's here in America for as long as I was born and beyond. So this headline reads, coronavirus, a hyped up flu or a fatal pandemic? This is in the Jerusalem Post, and it's an interesting article. The first claim I dispute. Coronavirus has thus far claimed 2.3 million lives across the world. No, that's what you think it has done, but you don't have absolute abject evidence. But saying that gets me deplatformed and banned because I dispute the number, right? Is it causal or is it correlated? When we say a vaccine maybe may have induced death in someone, they say, no, that's correlation, it's not causation. Well, I'm saying the same damn thing back at these bozos. You want to claim it's causation? You have done nothing to prove it. And don't tell me PCR proves it. It doesn't. In Israel last week, this article says the number of deaths from the disease, they call it disease, COVID-19, passed the 5,000 mark. with most of the victims, 87%, 65 or older. Tell me how this is more dangerous than the flu. Because in the flu, you don't have 87%, 65. They claim that kids die from flu. 20-somethings can die, 30-somethings, 40. Now, this thing is all about 87% or more, 65 or older. And we go into comorbidities, multiple meds, all these weaknesses and aging issues. And so the debate there is this an overhyped flu, a hyped-up flu? And I would argue, yeah, you're more likely to gain that, but then again, with limitations, because the flu at least has the temerity, I don't know if that's the right word, to kill young people. I'm not applauding that, but I'm just saying, this is not killing young people. You might be able to say, oh, one, I read somewhere one kid died of COVID. Again, I ask for more proof than the claim in the media. Ministry of Health there in Israel. Oh, it's still dangerous. It's very dangerous. We got to shut it down. We got to lock it down. We got everybody vaccinated. We talked about the severity with which they're going by on that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back, and I'll follow up with that as we wrap up hour one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I cut myself off there at the break, but we gotta come back to this. Jerusalem Post reporting on the deaths. Questions about whether this is an overhyped scenario. At least there's some element of discussion in the press. I'll give them props for that. In 2020, the mortality rate in Israel, 5,300 people for every million residents, as compared to about 5,100 deaths on average for the years 2016 through 2019. In other words, in 2020, the excess mortality, number of deaths from all causes compared to what one would expect to see under normal circumstances, was about an increase of 1,700 in a country of 9 million. And basically, the excess mortality was found basically among the elderly, which is pretty much what we've seen around the world. And if you look in this article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see the Jerusalem Post article, mortality rates in Israel per million residents. 2016, 5,100. 2018, closer to 5,000. 2020, 52, maybe almost 53. So you're talking a matter of about a couple of hundred deaths. Now, for those couple hundred deaths, it's significant. But is it really a pandemic? Does a pandemic equal a slight uptick over normal? I mean, talking a slight uptick. Or is a pandemic expected to include a significant leap over normal, Supernon?
You would think so. And when you look at the statistics that they have in this, they show that the vast majority of those deaths were people over the age of 65. We've seen so many of these deaths happening in that age group, especially in the nursing homes. And I know we can't prove it, but it's at least fair to ask that when you see the number of people that are dying of this coronavirus, and you compare that to the number of people that are dying,
right?
From that are dying right after they get the vaccine. Is there a relationship there? Is there a relationship between the vaccine when they get it? These older people that are you know, having these underlying conditions that are on the edge of death sometimes.
Yep.
Is the vaccine what it is? What is pushing them over the edge and responsible for these deaths? It's a question that needs to be asked. It needs to be investigated.
And we do ask, we point it out, we don't say we have definitive proof the vaccine killed anybody, except it's awful suspicious when you see the pattern emerging, especially in these nursing homes, old age homes. We pointed out the death rate had plummeted back to whatever was normal before all this stuff until the vaccine came out and started hitting the nursing homes. And suddenly, oh, COVID deaths have gone up. Really? Is it that? Or is it, well, you introduce something technically experimental on old people that are very vulnerable. Can't bring that up. We're banned on YouTube for doing it. Just simply pointing out patterns, possible correlation for investigation to find out about causation. They don't allow it. They don't allow it. We say it. We acknowledge it. And suddenly it's beyond the pale. It has to be censored. The Biden administration doesn't want to speak in anywhere. So this is a fascinating article out of Israel. Now, I guess speaking on the Jewish theme, Dr. Fauci back in the news, like he ever left the news. Check out this headline. Dr. Fauci, it's very likely, in quotes, very likely, safe for vaccinated people to do this. What is this? Getting vaccinated. If you get the experimental emergency use authorization COVID shot, mRNA shot, you can hug your family members. It'll be okay to hug. I mean, this guy is unbelievable, Fauci.
Oh, so Anthony Fauci has basically told, given people permission to hug their family members if they get the vaccine.
Right. And where was that as part of the study design? They didn't determine that the vaccine could prevent transmission. But now suddenly you can vaccinate and hug? What is that based on, Dr. Scientist Fauci? Again, this is one of those things where you call out a so-called PhD, MD researcher. That's the highest falutin level you can get to. And he's basically making this stuff up as he goes along. You want a hug? Get the vaccine. I don't want anybody to wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask because I'm afraid it'll set off a pan. Oh, wait. No, you should. Everybody should wear a mask. Not one, but two. Hey, put some pantyhose around your head, too, because it's leaking around the side. You can't make this stuff up. And the fact that we point out these absurdities, again, the emperor is very upset. In this case, it's Emperor Biden and his crew. I don't even think Biden's mentally there, but whoever's running the show, puppet mastering him, issuing these edicts to set us down into a permanent state of emergency, which is a permanent state, a de facto dictatorship, because we've abandoned our religions of our youth and adopted, even if you still go to church on Sundays or synagogue on Saturdays, you've adopted the rest of the week the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism as your guiding dogma, as they are ushering you in like corralling cattle into boxcars for elimination via injection. Folks, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.